Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois, Minnesota, and the Federal Trade Commission are suing John Deere over alleged antitrust violations. The lawsuit filed Wednesday claims the Moline-based company sells certain equipment that only certified Deere dealers can repair, leading to higher profits and higher costs for farmers. Right to Repair advocate Willie Cade, whose grandfather served on the Deere and Company board, says the lawsuit only includes tractors and combines.
They also apply these same kinds of illegal techniques of selling and controlling, monopolizing the market with their other equipment. So I anticipate additional lawsuits to be coming down the pike.
The FTC began investigating the company's repair practices in 2021. Deere and Company, in a three-page response to the lawsuit, calls it baseless. Earlier this week, the company announced a pilot program to expand repair options for customers and independent repair contractors. A proposed $30 million hotel development along Davenport's riverfront has now the green light to start building. The Davenport City Council last night approved the plan, which includes tax breaks for the extended stay Marriott Hotel and mixed-use space at 3rd Street and River Drive. Mayor Mark Mattson read the resolution ahead of the vote.
First item, resolution approving revised development agreement with 227 LeClaire for the Riverwatch Place project and authorizing the city administrator designee to execute necessary documents.
The council voted 6-3 with one abstention. Under the deal, the developer will get a 75% rebate on hotel motel taxes in the first 10 years of operation and a 50% reduction in the following 5 years. Iowa Supreme Court Justice Chief Justice Susan Christensen is asking legislators to reduce the number of magistrates required by law. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu explains Christian made the proposal during her condition of the judiciary address on Wednesday.
Magistrates function as part-time judicial officers who spend around a third of their time on magistrate responsibilities. Unlike judges, they are allowed to practice law outside of their duties. Iowa code requires each county to have its own magistrate, but Christensen says in 75 counties, there's not enough work to take up 31% of their time, which is the state's goal.
I'm not saying we don't need magistrates. I don't want to read that in the paper. We absolutely do. They play a critical role in the judiciary. However, we have to ensure that our resources are being used wisely and effectively.
Christensen said the state could then assign magistrates to cover multiple counties in order to distribute the workload more evenly. She said the change could save taxpayers $2 million annually. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
Iowa and Illinois emergency rooms are seeing an increase in patients with respiratory virus symptoms in the post-holiday period. Anissa Afroz is an infectious disease consultant with Mercy One. She says ERs are treating more patients with the flu, RSV, and COVID-19. She recommends everyone take precautions to prevent spreading illness.
Stay home when you're sick. Stay away from other immunocompromised people in your family, elderly people. I mean, respiratory viruses definitely affect them a lot.
Afroz says Iowans and Illinoisans should also get vaccinated if they qualify, and she anticipates cases will drop as the holiday season gets farther away. Time is running out to visit the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum in West Branch this year. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the museum is closing for renovations Sunday until the summer of 2026.
The Hoover Presidential Library is both an archive of historical records of the Hoover presidency and a research center. It's one of 15 presidential libraries operated by the National Archives and Records Administration. The library will reopen in 2026 with upgraded exhibits, an expanded lobby and gift shop, and a new facade. Thomas Schwartz is the director of the library. He says improving the museum's storytelling is a main focus of the renovations.
We want people to feel empowered. They're inspired by the story, but the Hoovers always believed that it was important for every individual to try to maximize their talents and abilities to be the best they could be.
Schwartz says the renovations will cost just over $20 million. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
And I'm Joseph Leahy. This is WVIK News.